Time is money, folks. And when you waste time, you waste your dollars. And recently, because of the weather, if you are one of those who flies anywhere, and Isman is a travel reporter, you know that you can at any moment find that your flight is canceled. Okay, that's frustrating enough. But then the next step is, how do I reschedule? Who do I call? And how do I avoid that long line of people who are waiting to do the same thing that I am doing? Most of us don't have a clue. And so we suffer through whatever it takes us to either miss our flight or go get in line or make the calls or whatever we have. Well, Ismet's got some pointers for you that I think you're going to find fascinating. We turn to Ismet Mangla, travel reporter for International Business Times, as we talk about this business of cutting to the front of your airline's customer service line. Welcome to Home and Family Finance, Ismet. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
I think what you have bitten off here, my lady, is more than you can chew. It's not possible. And I speak from experience. It is not possible to get to the front of these lines. How do you do that?
It seems like it's not possible, but there are some little tricks that you can employ to give yourself a leg up. And, you know, when we have any kind of bad weather, like this winter's storms all around the country have grounded so many flights, anything that you can do to sort of give yourself a leg up on the hordes of travelers that are all trying to get through to the same customer service agents you are, that's going to give you a little bit of an edge.
You know what? I never thought about that. So let's tell our audience some of the things that you've had suggested here. I love the idea of calling the airline's international customer service line.
The major airlines all have overseas locations where their staffers speak English, just like they do here in the U.S. And they're able to help you just as well as their U.S.-based counterparts can, as long as their office is open, because not all call centers are 24 hours. And most people aren't going to be thinking about calling them. Most people are going to be calling their customer service number here, the 800 number here in the U.S.
Yeah.
So,
and forget about that. Forget about it, calling. Come on. I mean, that is so frustrating. I get angry just sitting here talking and thinking about it. Because if you get through the electronic process, you get put on hold, and we'll be with you with the next customer. And if you're sitting there trying to catch the next flight out and you don't have a lot of time, what can be more frustrating than not talking to a human being?
Oh, it's crazy making, and you're listening to that music, and and all you want is to get through to a real person. So that's why I suggest, you know, trying the international customer service line number, because most airlines list those numbers on their websites. You can Google your airline's name and international customer service and find that phone number. And if you don't want to pay for a pricey international call, I would suggest connecting with Skype or Google Voice for either a free or cheaper connection.
If you're able to get to a human being, you don't care whether it's pricey or not. You just want to say, hey, get me on the next flight. Help me out here and don't put me on hold.
Definitely, because when airlines cancel flights, they do automatically rebook you, but not necessarily on the flight or when you want to be put on. Once I was on a flight that got canceled and I was supposed to be in San Francisco for the weekend, they booked me on a flight, you know, that was going out on Monday. So that whole trip would have been just useless to me. So that's why you want to be able to get to someone who can help you get to where you're going, when you're going.
Well, when you call this international customer service line, they know what you're doing. Are they willing to help, or do they just simply say, go away?
Oh, no. If you get through to them, they're not going to cut you off. They are just as able to rebook you on a flight as any agent here in the U.S., so there's really no downside in giving them a call.
Okay, so it's worth a try anyway, just to see if you get through. And if you do, good for you, right? I mean, it's like, wow, you're ahead of the game. We're talking with Ismet Mangla. She is a travel reporter. Well, it's not simple, but you know, it's things that you didn't think about. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other ways that might be helpful in getting you around that long line of people on the phone or standing out in front of a desk at an airline. And this works for any company. I mean, you can do that if you're traveling, for sure. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. My guest is Ismet Mengele. She is a travel reporter for International Business Times, and she's taken on the Herculean task of helping you get to the front of the line when you've been bumped or when things have changed in your travel. Your travel purposes, and now how do you get to somebody? One of the things she suggested here is by going to the airline's international customer service. They work for the same airline. They're willing to help you. But she also has another idea here, a foreign language call center like the Spanish. How does that work?
I was a little skeptical when I first heard about this trick, but it actually works. I would suggest calling your airline's customer service number, and often right at the beginning of the call, you're asked if you're a Spanish speaker, and you can sort of press 2 for that line. I say go ahead and say yes, because the lines for Spanish speakers are often shorter, and your goal really is to get a live person on the phone, and these agents generally speak English as well. So I would say go for it.
Sure.
Some airlines even have numbers that are dedicated specifically to foreign language speakers, which you can find on their website. I would suggest sticking to, say, the Spanish-speaking lines rather than maybe the ones for Mandarin speakers. you're more likely to find an English speaker on the Spanish ones. And it's a little sneaky, but
if you get through,
go ahead and give it a try. That,
absolutely right. And what about your elite status because of our frequent flyers or because of the or whatever program we're on? Should I say, hey, look, I'm an elite flyer here. Do something here.
Absolutely. You should definitely milk your elite status if you have it. Some airlines have a dedicated phone line for their elite flyers, so I would check your frequent flyer card for that number. Other airlines will automatically route you to the front of the line if you have elite status, but it's sort of worth it to know what the phone numbers are. And other airlines like Delta have mobile apps that will connect you directly to the elite line with a tap on the screen. So it's worth knowing what perks come with being an elite frequent flyer.
If you're bold enough to give it a shot, they're willing most likely to say, okay, let me help you and get you on your way.
Absolutely. I've never had a problem. Once you get through to a real person, they're not going to say, well, how did you get this number? You know, they're going to help you and get you to where you need to go.
What about alternate or less known numbers? I mean, you know, I've even dialed a number and dialed a digit below or above the call number thinking that maybe, you know, if I dial that way, I can get through.
Ooh, that's clever. Did it work?
No.
Well, you know, some airlines do have alternate phone numbers for specific purposes that they don't necessarily publicize as much as, you know, their main help number. For example, Delta has a toll-free airport help number that's dedicated specifically for flight rebooking. And a couple of weeks ago when a lot of the airlines, you know, when there were all these cancellations and there was a peak of the rebooking rush, I called that phone number and was patched through to a customer service agent within seconds. The normal 800 number was, you know, putting me on hold for a really long time. So the way to find those numbers, there are two websites that are sort of dedicated to helping you find company contact information.
Oh, okay.
They are gethuman.com and contacthelp.com. And a lot of times you'll find all sorts of numbers listed there other than just the sort of main number that everybody knows.
All right. So contacthelp.com or gethuman.com. You can go there and see if you get some alternate numbers that might be helpful to you.
Absolutely.
Well, what about just getting plain old funky if you're at the airport and raising hell in the line? Does that help?
Everybody's kind of stuck in the same boat that you are. So if you get nasty and unpleasant, you're actually, I think, probably hurting your chances to get help because no one wants to help the unpleasant person.
Right.
In fact, I think the politer and kinder you can be, the more likely you are to get help. In fact, I talked to one business traveler who told me that during the Christmas rush, there were a lot of cancellations and travelers were understandably upset and getting a little bit irate. And he was just really kind to the gate agent that was helping everyone. And he ended up getting the last seat on the next flight out, and it happened to be in business class.
So I get that, and I believe it, too. We're talking with Ismet Mengele, a travel reporter who knows her stuff. When we come back, we're going to ask her, does it help to get social? You know, what else can you do to make sure that you get the best possible shot of getting to the front of that long, long line? This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. My guest is Esmet Mangla, who is a travel writer and reporter for the International Business Times. She is a veteran out there and is sharing some of the secrets that she has learned about how you can move up in line when things don't go the way they're supposed to, whether you're on the telephone or at the airport. One of the concerns, or at least one of the options I think you might have, Esmet, is using social media, or is that not helpful?
Oh, using social media definitely cannot hurt. In my reporting for International Business Times, I found that many airlines staff their social media accounts with customer service representatives who are empowered to actually handle flight changes and reservations. So I like this trick because you can do it simultaneously while you're on hold or while you're in line at the airport. Go ahead and tweet your airline or leave a Facebook comment, because a lot of times when the phone lines are jammed, a quick tweet can actually get you the help you need.
Wow. What a great idea. And of course, I mean, we have to think along those lines today. The beauty of it, it's an option that we didn't have before, right?
Definitely. And I say it's just increasing your chances because you're sort of doubling up. You're waiting to get to an agent, but you're also going online and getting social. And usually they will, you know, message you back and say, can you direct message me your flight number and information? And they'll take care of it for you.
Now, this is something I never thought about. You said buy a day pass to an airport lounge. That could be rather expensive, though, right?
Well, but like you said, it could be the money well spent, because many airlines like Delta and United, they'll sell one-time day passes for around $50.
Okay.
Now, I don't know about you, but when I've been stranded at an airport when there are tons of people who are grounded, it's not exactly a pleasant scene. So when everyone is clamoring for access to a gate agent, that could be the best $50 you ever spend.
That's right.
Because in the airport lounge, you have access to agents who are less busy. And bonus, you can sort of relax in a less crowded environment and have a few free drinks and, you know, just generally calm down a little
bit. Yeah, if you see that things are going south, run out and get it. Just, I guess you go inside and say, let me buy a pass. Is that how you do it? Is that how it works?
Exactly. You just go to the desk and say, I want to buy a day pass, and they're typically around $50.
Okay, and we're talking about the desk inside the lounge, guys, not out there on the concourse. This is, you go inside the lounge, even though and say, look, I'd like to buy a pass to spend time in here, and they'll give you that, and you get free drinks, and you have a place to sit down, and you can make contact, talk with the agent right there, because she doesn't have 1,000 or 2,000 people clamoring to get to it. That's a great point.
Exactly.
That's a great point.
Exactly.
But, you know, ultimately, how about a higher up? We just got less than a minute. Contacting a higher up, you say, is another way to do this, right?
Yes. Now, this again is, you know, something you can do to kind of increase your odds. But thanks to the power of Google, you can find the contact information for company executives like vice president for customer relations pretty easily. I would suggest if you can find that info, send them an email. A friend of mine actually did this when her flight to Hawaii was canceled and everyone was at the airport scrambling to talk to a customer service agent. She found the VP of customer relations for her airline, shot him off an email, and his team responded to her right away and got her onto the next flight when everyone was still clamoring to get to someone.
Esmet, it's fabulous. I could talk to you long. I've got to run, but thanks. Come back and see us again soon, would you please?
Absolutely.
All right. Esmet Mangla, folks, he's giving great tips. Put them in order. This is Home and Family Finance.